What were your emotions kind of going into that, knowing that it had been a long period of time since you had competed in an indoor conference championship?
It was really fun. I really enjoy the Mankato track. I don't know, whenever I run on it, I feel like it just makes you feel fast. And the last time I raced there was a really fun time because it was kind of my coming out moment in NSIC. And the last couple of years I was able to go with to kind of watch and help our athletes there, but I've had a lot of FOMO just watching all the races, especially like the mile race and everything. So it was really fun to kind of actually be able to go and compete again and have some fun.
It appears like you're firing on all cylinders. I mean, how does that feel knowing the history of injury that you have?
It feels really nice because during my injury, lots of times I would think, I'm not sure if I can get back to where I was. Like, all the what ifs kind of pop into your brain and you don't really know what's going to happen. But throughout the process, I just kind of trusted myself that as long as I keep working every day and staying patient and knowing it, I'll get through it eventually, that it's going to be okay. And it's turned out pretty okay. I'm pretty happy. I might not be exactly my old self, but I'm a new and better self than what I was before.
And talk to me about what pushed you through that injury, because it's one thing physically, but it's another thing mentally. And I know we've kind of discussed that a little bit, but what kind of allowed you to push through those barriers and kind of, you know, continue to persevere? Because going through over a, you know, almost a 2-year long injury, that takes a lot of perseverance. What were kind of your factors in, you know, pushing through that a little bit?
I think I've always been kind of a patient person, so that really helped. But my supportive teammates kind of being there and still being able to be a part of the team and not feeling disconnected because I was injured for so long really helped. And I think kind of knowing that this injury was very early on, just right after freshman year, I had some time to play with where I could extend out to a fifth or a sixth year, which I'm doing now. It kind of was like, okay, we can just kind of sit here and we can really let this thing heal up and we have time to play with. Just got to get through it. And it took a lot longer than what we thought it was going to be. We thought it was going to be like 3 months out and then turned into like 6 months out because we had lots of weird kind of quirks with the injury after. And then, yeah, it turned into a year and a half. But it's working now. And working on not staying healthy now is the big goal.
And I think it's interesting, you've kind of made, obviously when you were a freshman, kind of the 800 meter was kind of your go-to event. It's what you qualified for nationals that season indoor-wise. You've kind of migrated that to, obviously you're still a successful 800 runner, but kind of more locked in on the mile now. Talk to me about setting that school record at SDSU, because I think it's some like 5 seconds faster than what our previous record was. I know you want the under 4. I know that's kind of what you're looking at, but tell me about knocking that time, because almost hitting a 4 flat is nothing to really snuff at.
Yeah, it wasn't really expected. I knew going into the race, we were trying to run a fast time there. Like the head coach at SDSU, we'd set up pacers and kind of got some fast guys in the race so we could really try and get something good done. But that weekend, our main goal was to try and run fast in the 8. We were still trying to focus on the 8 to try and make it to nationals there. But then when that race kind of fell through there, we were like, maybe we can throw together a fast 8 at conference, but we'll just see how this mile goes. So I kind of just went into the mile, seeing how it's going to go. I wasn't trying to like force myself to run fast. Just go out there, have fun, and race. And that's usually when I do my best. And then I ended up doing really well and almost getting that sub-4 time, just one step away.
And obviously, you know, the hope is to hit that step here in your next uphill battle here at Nationals. I mean, do you have goals going into it, or what is kind of your mental approach heading into this? Because, again, same with the NSIC championships, it's been since your freshman year that you've competed at an indoor national championship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is fun that this Nationals is at the same place that it was my freshman year. So, don't want to get boxed in like I did my freshman year. I am in a different race now. The mile's a little more it's not as kind of dangerous getting boxed in as it is in the eight. But going in, I'm not sure if we're going to run sub four times there. It kind of depends. It can go really tactical, or someone could just want to go out and rip and we all have to follow along. So I'm just going to go in there and try and survive, make it out of the prelims, and then not get last in the final, because they take nine. So if you get last, you don't get a trophy. Just trying to bring a trophy home.
And, you know, talk to me, is there a comfortability in knowing that it's in Virginia Beach? Like you said, it's a track you've ran on. It's a bank track, so it's a little bit of a different dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Does that benefit you at all? Or do you think that you're just kind of coming into this with a fresh eyes? And obviously it's a different race, so it's going to move a little bit differently too.
I think it's definitely a little bit of a benefit, because I'll be a little more familiar with the facility, and this will be my second time ever racing on a banked track. And I think I learned a lot from the first time. The first time I was kind of scared to make any moves and go up on the curve, but, and like my 800 race freshman year, I kind of got boxed in and I tried to like make moves out, but I was kind of hesitant because I wasn't really familiar with running on banked tracks before. But now I've learned from that. Now I just gotta just commit and go for it. So if I ever get into that situation again, I'll be a little more ready, I think.
I was talking with Milner, and we were just kind of talking about, you know, when Jared's getting ready to run a race, you can see kind of when he locks in and when he's, you know, eyes forward, eyes on the race. But you also know kind of when the race is over, when to loosen yourself up a little bit. Where is there a point where you kind of, is it just you come up to the starting line and this is when I'm locked in and I'm focused? Like, how do you get to that point? Because it does take a great deal of focus and kind of blocking out everything around you to run as fast as you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's kind of your mental process as you kind of go up to the starting line and get ready for the gun mentally? Because I think that's one of the things that sets you apart, really. Obviously, you're fast, but I think you have a mental edge on a lot of your competitors, too.
Kind of getting ready for the race. I try and just stay relaxed as possible. I try not to stress about it too much, because stress can be kind of a big tiring factor before your race. If you feel like you've ran the race before you run the race, you're not going to do very good. So I kind of really try and save a lot of it to maybe just the warm-up or just before. But whenever my kind of lock-in moment that I've kind of started doing now, especially this season, is when I get to the line, we're about to line up, I'll close my eyes for like 10 seconds and kind of just think about the race. And then whenever, or I like play a song that I really like in my head, that gets me, kind of get the adrenaline going and stuff, and then I open my eyes and that's kind of my lock-in moment. But this season I've really focused on doing kind of self-talk while I'm racing, telling myself I'm going to do good, telling myself that, yeah, this race is going to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. Running four flat is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be hard. Doing all these races isn't easy. And I think that was kind of a big change I made this season that's really helped my mental state before racing. But then once the gun goes off, kind of all of that fades out the picture and it's kind of turns into instinct, I think, a lot for me.
And my last question, a little bit of a end on kind of a good note here. Obviously, freshman year, outdoor track athlete of the year. This fall, cross-country athlete of the year. I can be the first to tell you that you are the indoor track athlete of the year for the conference this year. First person in conference history to win all three of those awards throughout your career. What is it, just me? I know I'm breaking that news to you right now, so it might be, you know, a little bit upfront. But when I say that, what does that mean to you to, you know, have gone through what you've gone through and to continue to be creating history in the NSIC and at MSU?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it feels really great. I know I work really hard and I put it all out there and I sacrifice a lot too, but everyone does that in the conference. So I'm really honored to get that achievement. And it feels like a lot of hard work paid off finally. And it's been a really long road since 2 years ago, since I was injured. So it feels nice to kind of be back where I was before, but just makes me really happy.
Yeah.